T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Unbelievable food out here at Sun Chevy, Route 19 in the South Hills. I just took a photo with some first responders out there. It's a first responder fundraiser.
That food, the roast beef, is as good as any I've ever ate from Sid West Catering. It was absolutely delicious. This whole thing is also sponsored by Alley Bank, Custom Vehicle Outfitters, and Jeremy Gerba, the Lethal DJ.
Ron, you lost your nipple. There it is. Is that what they call the little microphone on the end of your
There it is. I don't
headphones.
Know, Joe. I
nipple?
Don't know. Thank man. Our man Cornelius is here to solve it for us. So.
The freshly married Dr. Kornfeder last week at the courthouse. Ron, we should have gone out there and sat in the audience.
I didn't know about it. I just saw the
Kornfeder.
Man at a thing at Greenewalt Roofing, a blood drive last Sunday. I had no idea he was getting married.
What a man he is. Yeah, you should join us out here. This is incredible. Let me ask you guys another quarterback-related question. What do the Steelers want from their quarterback this season? It seems to me, Bob, I'll start you off with this one, that they want somebody who's going to be very, very careful. And I would say to that, why bring in Trubisky and why draft Pickett if you want careful? You know? Cabali was on with me last week, and this is what he was talking about. This is why Cabali gave Mason Rudolph a 30% chance to start the opener. 30%, because he said the Steelers just want a game manager who's very careful with the ball. And, Bob, to me, you might as well have brought Ben back. You might as well have brought Ben back if that's all you want, and that way you have experience in the fourth quarter. You have a guy who's not going to turn the ball over a ton. And why not just do that? If you bring in Trubisky, here's the thing. If you bring in Trubisky, the reason you do that is to try to wrest out of him what the Bears couldn't, which is all that talent. Let the guy play. Let him make some mistakes, and certainly Pickett, I think it goes without saying, you would want him to do that, be themselves. So what do you think they want out of their quarterback this year?
Well, I'm not going to go so far as to say they want someone just to come in and be cautious. I don't think that's the case. They're using a lot of guys. All of them are rolling out, moving around.
Right.
I just think they don't want them to be reckless. And there's a difference there. You can still be aggressive. And I think Trubisky's hit some long throws down the field. All of them have. But I just don't think it's, you know, they certainly are not an offense that can turn the ball over in bad situations and then compromise a pretty good defense. They'd like to make their defense be on the field for longer drives so they have a chance to really stop other teams. I don't think that means they're cautious. I think they want to be not reckless throwing the ball around and making ridiculous turnovers. So I think all those guys, I don't see that at all. I see them utilizing more of Matt Canada's strategy here, and I've seen that a lot up there where they've moved guys all over the place. So. And George Pickens had a jet sweep. I mean, that guy, he's going to be used a lot of different ways. He's a slot guy. He can go deep. He runs fast. He's great. He's really, based on everything you see, and that's all we have, is going to be this team's Ja'Marr Chase.
Well, Joe asked, what do they want from their quarterback? What was the number one thing Tomlin talked about all last year, about mobility, Ben, no mobility. We want mobility. The game is about mobility. I agree with you, Bob. I think they want to see what Matt Canada's offense can do with the play fakes, these guys rolling out, having some mobility, And I think if it's Trubisky or Pickett, or, you know, we saw Mason have a couple runs last year against Detroit, including one when he nearly got knocked into left field next week, if you will. I think that's the number one thing they want this year, to be able to maybe open up Canada's offense with, you know, the play fakes, the rollouts, and all that kind of stuff, Joe.
But when it comes to actually delivering the ball downfield, that's what I'm talking about. And I'm wondering if Trubisky is going to have the freedom to make some mistakes, the freedom to take some chances.
I would think so.
I would think so too. I would hope so.
Yeah. But I would hope so too.
He's got the Heisman Trophy, you know, guy, third place guy anyway, the Pitt guy that people are going to be clamoring for with any mistake. I wonder about it, though. I wonder about whether Trubisky's going to have freedom to go out there and try to fulfill his potential and play a looser brand of football. I wonder about that, Bob. The kind that Josh Allen gets to play in Buffalo. And I think if you don't let him play that way, then you're wasting your time with him.
But I think
it's nice that you have rollouts. It's nice that you have design rollouts and you know, read options and things like that. This is about getting the ball down the field in the NFL. And will he be afforded the opportunity to take chances?
I think the answer is yes. I think they have enough people in their wide receiving core that they will be doing that. We've seen it up there. Again, apparently today's not a good day for Trubisky. Others are doing better, but it's gone up and down this way. I've seen a lot of deep passes. I've seen things that I would expect to see in game situations. So, yeah, why would you bring in a guy who has a veteran resume and they talk about that if you didn't trust that he could go down the field once in a while?
His resume is all about he was managed carefully in Chicago.
I understand that, but he still had long throws.
His past is him being misused.
And he also had 9 rushing touchdowns. He can do a lot with his feet, and I think you'll see that on display too. The whole thing is just don't make mistakes. They can still be aggressive. Just limit the mistakes if you're the quarterback.
Well, that's a pretty fine line to walk. If you're going to be really aggressive and limit the mistakes.
I think there's a difference between really aggressive and aggressive. I think they'll pick their spots.
Right.
They're going to allow him to take those shots. You don't want turnovers, obviously. But if you're throwing away down the field, how many times have you heard that's like a punt anyway? If it's intercepted, I think they'll have him pick his spots, but I don't know that it's going to be all out all the time, allowing him to throw it down the field. I'll be real disappointed if he doesn't take several shots a game.
I'd like to see a little bit of gunslinger here. Otherwise,
I think you'll see a little bit.
Otherwise, you're wasting your time.
Versus a lot.
Otherwise, you're wasting your time by drafting Pickett and taking Trubisky. And I wonder how these guys are going to be managed within this offense. And I wonder if Folesy was right that they should have just maybe that maybe Ben this year would have been better than those guys with handcuffs on. I think Folesy believes that Ben may put up better numbers if he had come back than anybody on this roster, Ron.
Are we going to let Folesy speak for himself?
Folesy?
I would certainly make that – I wouldn't dismiss that idea. I think it's possible.
Ron?
No. It was time for Ben to move on, and obviously, if you're going to keep Canada, it's not going to work again with Ben. I don't know what his numbers would be this year. I don't know what they're going to be with Trubisky, but I'm willing to take another shot with a guy that can move a little bit.
And that's why I think the decision was for Matt Canada to come back. At the end of the season, a lot of people were wondering about him. I think they all knew that he was somewhat hamstrung, and he needs to have that element in his playbook available more often than it was. I talked to the wide receiver or the quarterback coach, Mike Sullivan, yesterday, and he was talking about that very
Sully.
Thing. Yes, that's Sully. He's playing second fiddle to the big Sully, the Mike Sully, who he's never met apparently, but he wants to do it. But he has a pretty good resume dealing with these guys, and he says that that element is pretty much been on display, and they want it to be a big part of what they do. So I think last year they knew that Matt Canada really couldn't implement all of it, which is why he's returned, and now – we'll see. And if it's good, that'd be great. If it's not, then they're going to have to maybe adjust there.
See, I personally have more doubts about the coordinator than I do about the quarterbacks.
Wow.
I do. I want to see it. Well, I want to see what Canada does. And, I mean, I think Trubisky can be – I'm not going to say he's going to be Joe Burrow by any stretch, but I think he can be successful if Canada can put him in the right positions.
I have doubts about the coordinator, too. Don't get me wrong. I think there's doubts all the way around.
Oh, there are.
I wonder. If they're gonna let their quarterbacks just play, I want to see Mitch Trubisky in that situation. And maybe he'll mangle it, by the way, if you give him too much freedom.
Maybe.
But this is why Cabali thinks Mason Rudolph has a legit shot. I think Cabali believes, and maybe the Steelers believe, that he'll be the easiest one to handle. He'll be the easiest one to handcuff and just play a careful game. And depend on what they think, in Mike Tomlin's words.
Dominant defense.
Well,
if you're going to play that kind of approach, it better be the first, second, or third best defense
right.
in the league.
And if you're
going to better force a lot of turnovers and a lot of short fields
yeah.
and stuff like that.
And
yeah,
if it is that.
I mean, when you say the word dominant, that takes it to a whole different level. On a team that has been burned repeatedly in postseason games, with, you know, same sort of guys. I mean, they've obviously, I think, improved personnel-wise. But you never know how this is going to play out. And that's why it's important for that offense to do its part. And even if they don't score on specific drives, you know, change field position, make it a little easier. And that's when turnovers normally occur.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Before we get to Goodell, something struck me in our quarterbacks argument. Let me ask both of you this. Would you agree that by all accounts, Trubisky is having an uneven camp, maybe a bad camp? And if you do agree with that, when should it become then a legitimate competition? Or is he deserving of having a bad camp and still just having the job handed to him? Ron?
You're talking about Trubisky, right?
Yeah.
Has he had a bad camp? He's had a few bad days. He's had a few good days. I don't know that he's played poorly enough that I would say he should lose the job.
Or even compete for it?
Again, compete for it. How does he compete for it? So would you start Pickett this week, let him play with the first team? Is that how you would compete with him?
I just
don't understand.
Here's my question. Is it your feeling that no matter how Mitch Trubisky performs in camp, he should go unopposed at quarterback?
Unless I thought he was absolutely just awful. Yeah, I would say yes.
Okay, so he could play poorly and still go unopposed.
At least to start the season.
Okay, Bob?
Well, first of all, if you think Mitch Trubisky's had an up-and-down camp, which he has, I mean, there have been days he's looked awful, I thought. Days he looked really good. But I will say the same about all of them. And I think that's just what's going to happen in these kind of situations. So has anyone, to me, jumped ahead? The only person, and again, it's a realistic answer if you've talked to anyone, the only person who's looked the best, if you had to look at the best, was Rudolph. But he's been here longer. He should be in that position. I don't think that changes what goes on. I think the games coming up could have an impact on that, that depth chart. But for now, I don't see anyone who's jumped out and made a huge statement that, hey, I'm the guy who should be getting this spot. And that's probably a bad thing because you would have wanted more consistent play by all these guys. But it is a long 4 weeks of this stuff.
All right, let me ask you this, and I asked this question before. They have three quarterbacks. Is it possible they don't have one quarterback?
Absolutely.
That they don't have a winning quarterback among the three.
They have nobody there with a unblemished resume at the NFL level. But it's interesting. I'm just thinking about this. So I guess going into camp for you guys and maybe for the Steelers, there was nothing short of catastrophic failure that was even going to force Mitch Trubisky to compete. Because, Bob, I can't imagine going into camp that this could have gone much worse for Trubisky. He's not having a good camp, at least by all the accounts that I read. And then if you talk about, well, neither are the other guys, well, Pickett's been running with the third team a lot of the time, which, as Cabali pointed out, he doesn't seem like he's an overzealous Pickett fan. If anything, that harms his confidence moving forward because those guys are just flat out not good. That's why they're third stringers. I guess I would just like to see, with Trubisky struggling, maybe Pickett get a shot with the first team one day.
I would not be opposed to that at all.
At least see what he can do.
No, I just said that I'd like to see that to start a game, one of these preseason games. I mean, this is the only way you can level the playing field that way. And I've said that from the beginning. I would hope that Trubisky, if he gets a start this week and they go with Rudolph and then Pickett next week, change it around. Have Pickett start and see what he can do and then go to Trubisky and Rudolph. And if you have to get Oladokun just because it's cleanup time, whatever. But to me, there's nothing wrong with that. And I think I would encourage that. I don't know if we're going to see that, but that's what I would like to see.
All right. You want to weigh in on that? 412-928-9370. Roger Goodell on Deshaun Watson. I think we've known for a long time what the NFL wanted, but this was the first time they said it. This was the first time that they told the world that they want a full season. It seems like at least a full season ban for Deshaun Watson.
That judge gave them all the ammunition they need for that, right?
Absolutely.
Goodell even used the words she used.
Yeah, and you had to know this one was coming. I mean, she made the NFL's case for them.
Absolutely.
She laid it out. She confirmed their findings. And now they want a full season. So, Ron, how does this wind up? Does this wind up with the two sides settling at something different? Or does it wind up that Deshaun Watson won't play at all this year? Our friend Anthony thinks it'll wind up in federal court and that Watson will win. That's the least realistic scenario to me. You?
I we talked about Tony Grossi's column the other day about how he needs to settle. Take 12 games and pay a $10 million fine or whatever it is, at least to get this behind you, and so you'll have a chance to play this season. I don't know if the league will give them that option. They may just say, you know what, the terms that the judge used for six games, egregious and predatory, and Goodell mentioned that the other. He might just say, you know what, we aren't going to insist on a year. You want to sue us, sue us.
The guy who's the guy that Goodell appointed to do this, because he's already ruled in his favor a couple times.
Yeah, it's a handpicked guy and another judge, right? Another lawyer, I guess.
They've laid out the case. And Bob, I don't know that offer. Apparently, the NFL wanted to settle with Watson or were willing to settle with him before. For 12 games and a hefty fine, Watson wouldn't take that deal. Man, if that deal is on the table, I'm with Ron and Tony Grossi I would jump at that if I was Deshaun Watson right now. 12 games and a fine, because it can only get worse. He better hope the NFL still has that offer on the table.
I would agree. And if it's there, jump on it, because you want to get this behind you as soon as possible. I'm still a little surprised that Sue Robinson came up with just 6 games based on the language that was in that report. To me,
yeah,
it doesn't.
She said it wasn't a physical abuse situation, even though she used the words predatory and egregious. She said the precedent called for no more than 6 games.
She invented the term nonviolent sexual assault.
That's what it says, nonviolent. But okay, does it have to be violent before it gets to a certain category? I just don't understand that.
I think that's what she looked at it, that if it had been a violent type situation, it would have been much more.
Well, I think a lot of people would look at that as violent.
Right.
But I think she was trying to, in some ways, appease both sides. She was chosen jointly, and she knew what everybody else knew, that all the NFL had to do is say, oh, we appeal, and then it goes to the NFL, either Goodell or his handpicked judge. Everybody knew that from the start, which is why I would have to imagine Jimmy and Dee Haslam, when that decision was handed down, were like not celebrating or anything like that, because they knew it would change.
It wasn't over.
Everybody knew what was going to happen. This is the most predictable thing in the world. The question now is what happens. It becomes a little more unpredictable.
And so what's your best guess? 12 or all year?
I think they settle if the NFL has that offer on the table. I think that would be my bet. 12 games and a gigantic fine. I'm talking $10 million or more if that offer's on the table. If it's not, he's not playing football this year, because I'm no law expert, but almost everybody I've spoken with and read, Bob, says that a federal court would look at this case and basically say, are you kidding me? You just hammered out a CBA where both sides agreed on a protocol, and you just followed the protocol. You went to an independent arbitrator, there was an appeal, and it went to Roger Goodell, just like you two parties mapped out in the CBA. What's the problem here?
Well, I agree with that. I think federal courts have more pressing things to deal with than this right now, and I don't think they ever want to take those kind of cases when it's spelled out. And
well,
it is spelled
Joe's
out.
Point the is CBA that, you know, the league has it in writing how these things should be adjudicated.
Right, and the Players Association
agreed to it. Why should the federal court hear it? Yeah, right.
They said yes. Now, you can bet the next time they go through a CBA again, they're going to take it a step further and try to get Roger Goodell out of it completely.
No, they won't, Bob.
They wimp out of that every time.
They
talk a big game. But you know what? I don't blame them. When you talk about the players, we've spoken about this week. If I'm the left guard for the Seahawks, just minding my business and earning my paycheck, why do I care about the worst actors in the league and how Roger Goodell will treat them? Why should I trade something from the CBA?
Well, what does Damaris Smith then do? What's his role? Is his role just to be a lapdog for Roger Goodell?
Great question. It's the worst union in pro sports. You agree, Ron?
I don't know about the hockey. I don't know.
Hockey's not really a pro sport.
Baseball, sir, is certainly a ton better.
Bob?
Yeah, I just think that Damaris Smith has to be the one. You know, these players, you know, if the ones – they're all in this as same members of the same union – and if they believe that they have to have a better situation so that it gets out of the NFL's final decision, then they should go and say, look, this is not good enough. We went through this. We thought it would.
Bob, they just had a CBA negotiation after 10 years of complaining about Goodell.
And they got what they wanted, and they got it taken away. But they agreed somehow to let him be the –
Basically, he's still in charge.
Right.
He's still making the final.
That's why I'm saying Damaris Smith is a guy who I'd be – you know, if he's leading a union that agreed to that,
but
they haven't really done anything.
No, my point is, why should rank-and-file union members care if Roger Goodell has final word? This only affects
right, it only affects the ones who are committing problems. Right. And right, I agree with that. But at the same time, if you're Damaris Smith, you have to have them all in mind, and you should – you know, if that's the case, then you should take it to a different conclusion as opposed to going right back to the NFL. Because that's what they were irked about the last time.
I think he did have the majority in mind. He did have the majority in mind here. And, oh, well, somebody like Deshaun Watson gets the hammer dropped on him. I'm not sure that players will be up in arms about that. They gave Goodell the power. Goodell had something else to say yesterday about tanking. And this is just incredible on his part. what he said. We'll talk about that next. It's Cook and Joe. It's Bob back in the studio. She told me her name was Billie Jean, and she caused a scene. Then heavy hair turned with the ice to dream of being the one who would dance on the floor and around. Was this the song that
Michael Jackson,
Hutchison sang
Aiden
to the Lions?
Aiden Hutchison, he got the whole room going with that one. Yeah, a little Billie Jean at you.
Have you seen that video, Ron?
I have not.
It's great. All the players. One of those scenes where one guy is, you know, sometimes they're forced to sing the fight song or whatever. Right. He sang this, and it starts out with his teammates all up in, like, classroom chairs, sort of listening, sort of into it.
Are they all up dancing then?
Then by the end of it, they're up singing and dancing with him. That's, it's tremendous.
That's pretty cool.
I think I want Kneecap Campbell to win.
It helps when you're like, what was he, number two overall pick?
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want, right?
I want them to win. I'm a Lions fan.
We had on Chelsea Messenger from BetQL said she thinks there's going to be a ton of money put on Detroit this year. You know, everybody saw him last night on the Hard Knocks. Apparently got rave reviews. Just like our friend Rocky Coringa here gets rave reviews. Rock, you want to put on headphones here and talk? Rock won't come on with us.
He won't. He's a very humble man.
Yeah, he's very humble. He's
They're not
going to
win with Jared Goff, Ron.
Come on, Rock.
They're not going to win with Jared Goff, I don't think.
He said he came over to watch a genius at work. He's pointing at you.
He's pointing at Dr. Kornfetter, our erstwhile producer. So, what does erstwhile mean, Ron?
Formerly, I guess. Oh,
then it was the wrong word. We're having a great time out here.
Chevy, Route 19, South Hills, first responder fundraiser. Beautiful new ZOX Corvette 2023. Great food. We're here till 2 doing the show. I'm hanging around for a couple hours till 4. Please, if you're in the area, stop by and ask to see Rocky Coringa, the general manager, Marty Kumba, the owner, his son Martin, all the great people that work here.
You're hanging around for a couple hours. I'm hanging around for a couple donuts, Ron. They're still over on that tray.
They're there, and there's cookies and stuff out
They're
there.
They're unbelievable, these donuts. They have custard, and then they have one that it's almost like ice cream
in
between.
It's creamy, yeah.
Bob, don't you wish you were here?
Well, yes, but they also have Slice
he
of Broadway.
Been. He could have been.
Slice of Broadway Wednesday here in the studio. So,
Bob let us down.
Colty and I have been well taken care of.
Do you agree with Chelsea Messenger, or do you agree with the money, I should say, that Kneecap Campbell is going to be coach of the year in the NFL, Bob?
Well, I would agree with it from this point only, that they've been so bad that at some point they have to make improvement. Just like I would look at Jacksonville, and I think Doug Peterson has a shot at that too, given what they have been and given where they could end up. And so I would edge Peterson over him.
Well, it always goes. Those awards always seem to go to the teams that no one thinks are going to be good,
right,
and then they become good. Don't even have to win a division, but just say, what'd they go last year? 3 wins, then 2 wins and a tie, whatever it was. Say they win 5, 6, 7 games this year.
Yeah.
He still could be coach of the year.
Absolutely.
And on the way up, we're going
to doesn't have to win the Super Bowl. Yeah. He'll bite your kneecap off.
Meantime, Goodell really must think we're all very stupid. Maybe he's right about that, actually. He said that the tanking situation just absolutely did not happen. He said, I think the findings are very clear from this investigation of Stephen Ross that wound up with pretty significant penalties when he gave up a one-game or a first-round pick. Although the guy's still in the league, which is amazing to me. Tanking clearly did not happen here. Roger Goodell says, what say you guys? Because to my way of thinking, it clearly did. Brian Flores was the one who saved it, as Florio points out here. And I think of one game in particular where the Dolphins sure looked like they were tanking, and it was the game in Pittsburgh and one of the strangest plays in Heinz Field history at the end of the half,
mm-hmm,
where all they had to do was play a normal defense. Instead, they play zero coverage, and the Steelers score and go on and roll to a win. I think tanking was happening.
There was no tanking. It was all a joke. Stephen Ross was just joking about there being tanking, right?
Bob?
Yeah, they protect the shield at all costs, and that's another example of it. And yeah, that game with Deontay Johnson running free into the end zone with absolutely no one around him, I'm wondering the same thing at that time. And the fact that, you know, Brian Flores came out and said what he had to say, and you know, they're going to do what they do. Nobody has evidence. They have all the evidence. I look at what I see, and I believe Flores, too.
I believe Flores totally, Joe, totally.
100%.
I don't think he makes that stuff up.
Now, that play in that game was one of the strangest plays. I know, kind of separately from this, Ron, but in the same realm, you've kind of long believed that there's been some funny business in the NFL, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean, my friend Dom Lombardo owns Domenico's, and he's convinced a lot of these games are fixed. Somehow, some way, where the money's bet, go the opposite way. I've seen examples of it where I really, really makes you wonder. What was the game? Was it Nick Chubb who stepped out of bounds at the 2-yard line going in for a touchdown that would have changed the odds?
Yeah, I remember that. I don't remember who they were
playing.
He's
going wide into a touch, wide open for a touchdown. He steps out of bounds at like the 1. Why?
Well, let me give you this one.
There's been examples.
The Dolphins are leading the Steelers 14-3 with 26 seconds left in the first half. And the Steelers are 3rd and 20 from the Miami 45. You're up 11. The other team's 3rd and 20. You go 0 coverage and a guy walks into the end zone. If you take this kind of gamble, and this, who am I reading right now? This person wrote, at the Rivers Casino up the road, you risk losing your shirt. No, but nobody would do that. Nobody would ever do that.
Well, how about the end of the Buffalo Kansas City playoff game? The way that game ended. The way that game ended. Then
yes.
The kickoff in overtime, right?
And at least all this stuff at least makes you wonder, doesn't
because,
it?
Because, you know, what's the coach's, Sean
McDermott.
You know, he's no idiot. Everybody in the world knew what they were going to should have done in those situations at the end on the pass to Kelsey and then on the kickoff in overtime. And he doesn't do it.
You're saying it at least makes you wonder.
It makes you wonder. That's all I'm saying.
I can go to that, it makes that, you that, wonder, that but
Buffalo,
I can't go beyond that.
That Buffalo-Kansas City game was unbelievable.
I just think it would take too many people involved.
But when you think that one out, though, yeah, when you think that one out, there's a Super Bowl at stake.
Does it take too many people, Bob? Does it take one official's call?
Maybe so,
one
but
coach's decision, one fumble, one interception.
Well, we saw it in the NBA.
I'm just saying it. Yeah, I don't think it happens either. But there have been examples where you really got to wonder.
Some of it's so strange that it really makes you wonder. But I can't go beyond that because then. With all the stuff that's out there and all the people who have access to everything with videos and tapes and audio, I hear you. I think we would have heard something beyond just what we think is weird turning out to be some sort of conspiracy.
Having said that, specific to the Dolphins, Stephen Ross told high-ranking people in the organization it was in their best interest to lose games that year. I mean, I'm sure that goes on in tons of organizations that are into tanking. Look at a lot of baseball teams that have done it. But I think I agree with Florio here that it was Flores who saved them from in the end
because he didn't
completely tanking.
Because he didn't do it.
Yeah.
And then fingered him after he was gone and saying that this is what happened. But he was joking, of course.
Of course. He was only joking. Lastly, I think Florio is right about this when he says the NFL can never and will never admit that a game was ever
and the quote from Goodell, our integrity, the integrity of our game is at stake.
The NFL, right? Yes, will never, ever, ever admit that one of its teams intentionally lost a game, ever, Florio says. The complications and implications in a world of legalized gambling would be too severe.
It'd be just chaos because then you couldn't believe what you see.
Falsey, when are we getting somebody from camp? 1 o'clock?
1:30.
1:30, yes. Josh Roundtree.
Well, we have plenty of things to talk about before then, including...
A telephone.
A flying phone from the game last night. We have the Roquan Smith situation to talk about. We can tie all of this up. Jeff Hobson talking about the Bengals and this division. All of this is on the table when we come back. Brandon Marshall talking yesterday... or a day before maybe, to Chase Claypool about getting his mind right. We had a guy from Jacksonville on yesterday. Why don't we listen to that for a moment next, Folsey? The guy from Jacksonville on Miles Jack, it was hardly a ringing endorsement We'll let people hear that next, and we'll talk a little bit about the linebacker depth chart for the Steelers as they head into their first preseason game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.